Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Find That Pervert with your hosts, Daryl Longbottom and Greville Nevis.
Found him.
Here he is.
And it's always Daryl
Longbottom. It's always Daryl Longbottom because he likes his bottoms long.
See you next week where we see if it's maybe not Daryl Longbottom.
It could be Greville Nevis.
It never is.
We never know.
It's always Daryl Longbottom.
It's me. What was it? Find That Pervert.
Find That Pervert.
I'm the pervert. I'll be looking in your windows.
BB says when I don't shave, I look like, you know, depressed Homer.
That's such a good point. You look exactly like depressed Homer.
Yeah, they can't even tell me that. But it's like other people have stubble, but they don't look like depressed Homer. So I don't know what.
I think it's because you've got a goatee.
Yeah.
So depressed Homer, normal Homer always has a goatee, yeah. But when he's depressed, it comes out.
I don't have
a goatee.
I have a moustache. Let's not. I used to have a goatee.
Oh, that's true.
Don't project your
insecurities,
your goatee onto me.
Yeah,
that's incredibly rude to project a goatee onto someone.
Someone on TikTok was talking about how men have gone soft nowadays, and they said there's some men out there who are 25 and can't grow a beard. And I was like, well, because I was agreeing with him up until that point.
Yeah, that's
the worst. Fucking pansies.
Like,
yeah, men have got short. And then, oh well, I don't agree with that. It's quite hard to grow hair.
How often do you shave?
A lot, which is annoying. I shave
because it's tufty, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's black.
Yeah,
it's jet black.
Yeah.
So I have to shave like minimum once every 3 days.
Okay.
For fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It's the most depressing thing.
That's like being a bald, like a guy.
Yeah, it's like being a bald man.
It's like the guy. It's like Joe Rogan has to shave his head every.
Just so you don't look like.
You look like a monk or a music teacher.
Yeah. Well, it was another Simpsons thing, yeah. I think, or it's a bit like.
What, the music teacher?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of music teachers, my music teacher had the exact same hairstyle.
My music teacher asked my mum out on a date.
Well,
and he looked
that's
like,
what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
How did that go down?
Kind of annoyingly. It was
no,
poor.
No. I mean, did...
They didn't go on a date.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your mum dating a music teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Travers. Yeah, no, he was my jazz
was
band.
Was that age appropriate?
He was my jazz band instructor.
Yeah.
It was age appropriate.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't mix your jazz and your mother.
Yeah, God.
It's like, yeah, because imagine it was when I was still
being taught by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would have like rocked up to jazz band practices and then he would have been like,
hello, son.
I fuck your mum. Yeah. There's what two about? Approaches.
I fucked your mum.
Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to.
Hello, son.
Hello, son. Wait, what were we discussing just before that?
Talking about beards.
Yeah.
But I want to know more about Mr. Travers.
Well, we'll get to Mr. Travers. I just want to finish the beard, I think. Well, he didn't.
Beard,
she said no.
So
she said no.
This TikTok said that.
Yeah, well, he said that
man.
it's pathetic that they can't. Anyway, no, but it's annoying to have to shave it so frequently for then, you know, I kind of want to cut myself doing it. Do you know what I mean? It's like
no,
I want to punish.
You're so depressed.
I'm so annoyed that I'm shaving. I'm so depressed
like
about having a beard.
Like in an emo way.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit more like.
Where are you?
I have so little care when I'm shaving because I get so annoyed that I have to shave.
Yes.
I do it in the shower. I do it in the shower often. Often.
While brushing your teeth.
Yeah. And washing my bum. With my foot.
Figure that out.
Yeah. Figure that out, mum. No,
she's
often.
Too busy fucking Mr. Travers.
She's off in the Isle of Skye, Mr. Travers.
She's holding the back of his hair.
His trombone.
Well, I don't know. Was he? He wasn't balding, was he?
Yeah, he was okay. A bit. Yeah, that's why I brought it up as well. No, I often do it without shaving cream.
Well, that's just that's insane.
It's insane,
that's
isn't
really
it?
Really bad.
It's really bad.
What? Just because you're.
But just because I have no, I'm like, what? I don't need to shave. I can't grow a beard. Why am I shaving all the
who's
time?
Who's being punished?
Me! My chin!
You're taking it out on yourself?
I'm taking it out on my chin because I can't grow a beard.
It's not a great mess. Yeah, it's not really like a fuck
don't
you
do
to
it,
system.
Kids. Yeah. Well, it's only my own fault, so yeah. Who else is there to punish other than my chin?
Okay, so it is, yeah, there's a self-punishment. There's a flagellation.
It's like, fuck you, grow some hair, and I'm going
to
cut you until you do.
Yeah,
now, often
so. You're intimidating your face to grow hair.
Exactly. But then I think I'm scaring it away from growing hair. Now, every now and again, I'll do it with none.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in my mind when that happens.
I don't know what you'd look like with a beard. I feel you'd look like an undercover cop for some reason. Well, I guess it's because you don't have a beard now. And I'm just, you know.
Well, I think surely I'd look more like an undercover cop without a beard.
No,
or is that me trying to fit in?
Yeah, well, it's more that you'd peel it off.
I think I'd look like an unsuccessful guitar player.
Yep. That's true.
I don't know why.
Yeah, a guy who...
But like a Spanish guitar.
Yeah, like a sofa surfing guitar guy.
Still trying to do it for the love of the music.
But he's like 45.
I refuse to have an Instagram account. But,
yeah, you know, yeah. That's partly why you're not selling anything.
Yeah, I play local gigs. It doesn't go well.
Should we talk about bathrooms?
Can you tell me about bathrooms? Yeah, let's go. This is the...
Can we talk about bathrooms now?
Yeah, we can talk about bathrooms well. This isn't our new segment. Things that make you go, hmm. This is a new segment that we've come up with. It's called Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go,
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
To be honest, so we added up all the time that we've spoken about Things That Make You Go, Hmm, on this podcast. It's a whole episode.
Yeah.
But we've had a...
Cut it up. One of you.
But we went there... when we had a look back at Things That Make You Go, Hmm, we realized they were absolute fucking nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, do you not remember? One of the Things That Make You Go, Hmm, which is from Brainiac, which is an old science kid show.
Presented by Richard Hammond.
And John Tickle. John Tickle did this segment. He also walked on
Custard. Not to be confused with Brian Tickle, his identical twin brother.
Who is evil. Yeah. covered all bases. John Tickle Walks on Custard. I made a song about it. Yeah. I remixed a Kendrick Lamar song. We've done all this. It's in an episode. I don't know. Who cares?
Play the hits.
Hit the play. No, we're trying to do new Brainiac stuff. So John Tickle presents Things That Make You Go, Hmm. And one of them was, so he goes, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. And then they're meant to come, you know, with some of them, I should go, Hmm.
Yeah.
One of them that we look back on was, so Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Why is it that pub car parks are always filled with cars, yet no one can drive away from the pub? Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, well, people drive there and get a taxi back. Or like someone, or there's a what do you call it? A designated driver.
I think,
and
yeah.
A lot of families go there for lunch. It's a load of absolute wank. It's a load of drivel. It didn't make me go, Hmm, at all. I could think of 1,000 reasons why there are cars in there.
It made me go, that's a load of wank.
Yeah.
Things that make you go,
things that make you go, ugh, that's
a load.
Shit.
That's a load of wank.
Yeah. But my things that make you go, Hmm, this isn't really a thing that makes you go, Hmm,
okay.
To be honest.
I'm very interested because it says bathrooms.
Occasionally, so our plans look like, we'll come up with stuff together, but often we'll come independently. So my...
The holy docket.
My contribution, and it's actually my only one by myself today, it's just bathroom smell.
Well, this is the set list.
This is the set list, yeah. We got, what, we're doing bathroom smell at the top? Are you sure you want to open with bathroom
smell?
You can't
open with bathroom smell.
And to be honest, it's nothing to do with things that make you go, Hmm.
Yeah.
This is a point.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's like a...
Well, things, Hmm. It has, everything has to be a things that make you go something. So what does this make
this
you...
So this is the things that make you go, yeah. Okay.
Things that make you go, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So you do things that make you go, yeah, and I'll say it. Wait, let me just get it.
Things that make you go... Sorry. Things that make you go, yeah.
A bathroom can smell too good because it smells and or slash looks like that you're covering up a really bad poo.
Okay.
If there's a really good, you know when you walk into bathrooms and it's like, that is too delicious.
Well, it's,
you know, there's like it reeks of lilac and it's like, I could do my cooking in here.
Yes.
It smells almost sterile.
You're dancing around a good point.
No. It smells like flowers, it smells like spring has blossomed.
Yeah.
It's too good. You're like, if you're putting that much effort into the smell of your bathroom, I think it's coming from a place where there's some bad smells going on in there.
That's an interesting question. So if I'm...
It wasn't a question.
If I'm going into... Well, I guess it's...
It was a things that make you go, yeah. Yeah. So what are you... Where are... What it did it make
if
you
we go?
Go?
Yeah, I'd be going, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's...
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that. At least it's not no.
If I'm in a restaurant...
Not counting restaurants. That's a good point.
Or a hotel lobby.
A hotel lobby.
Yeah. What's then you want it to have a nice... In many ways, it's part of the experience is having a whiff of their bathroom.
Correct.
How is a high-class establishment tackling the problem of things smelling like shit?
And
I'm always like, interesting.
Interesting.
It's a great art form about how to tackle the smell of shit. That has been through millennia.
Through millennia. People have got master's degrees in it.
Yeah.
So it's our management, isn't it, really? But no.
But the home bathroom.
The home, yeah. Because briefly on the public bathroom, absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
It's part of going out.
It's part and parcel.
It's part and parcel of public life. But one, they've got a lot of bums on seats. They've got a lot of bums on seats, so you've got to keep that shit, you know, keep it going. And there is going to be a particularly bad smell because it's a public bathroom.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also, it, you know, it's a branding thing. If I'm going to the Hilton, I want the bog smelling of lilac. Do you know what I mean? Because if you go to a Shell garage, you're expecting that to smell of just shit, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you've got to differentiate.
So would you... Okay, so I kind of get it that if you're in someone's home...
Privately,
I feel it's more when you're hit... I think this is more of a specific thing that you're aiming at. I don't think this is actually general. I think it's when someone... Sorry to be... When someone's done a terrible smelling shit, which is so clearly awful, and then they've got the cheap Febreze.
Yeah.
I think what you're actually getting at is when you come in, it doesn't actually just smell of Febreze. It smells like flowers with a little bit of shit in it.
Now, I agree. That's a fair point.
And that often happens.
But that's
actually
not what I'm saying.
No.
I think when you go into a private bathroom in someone's house and it smells really good, I think it's suspicious.
It is suspicious.
I think it's suspicious. Yeah. I'm like, why are you putting so much effort? How much...
What do you want it smelling like?
I want it smelling fine. I don't want it... Obviously, I don't want to smell it smelling like anything.
I don't want it to be in the best smelling room
in the house.
I actually
don't want to smell it like anything.
Yeah.
You want to smell it...
You don't want to think about what
you want to smell like house. You want it to smell so like someone's room smells. It might, you know,
Would you have Febreze room smell in there? Would you want like a...
In a room or a house? Bathroom. Bathroom.
You'd want...
Bed, bathroom, house. Garden shed.
Would you maybe pitch, this is Dragon's Den, Febreze, normal smell.
Normal smell.
It just resets things back to normal as opposed
house
to... Because there is definitely a point that the really rich Febreze smell, it's a lot. I think it
suspicious.
Mixes with bad smells.
Suspicious.
Bad.
Yeah. And I agree with the... So there's the obvious cheap Febreze after a particularly bad one. That's just... It actually reminds me of my grandparents after some reason. That's a particularly bad shot because that is just the mix. But...
And it conjures image of an incredibly stressed out person.
in both contexts. Because there's one you just imagine going, spraying. And the other one is like, how deep do you need to clean your bathroom?
I'll hit you with a counterpoint then.
Yeah.
If you're at an attractive lady's house, I'm not even saying in a sexual way, I'm just saying maybe a friend, just any woman who's not...
This is exactly where this point came from. Yeah. Continue.
I think if there is a rather beautiful lady, and maybe this is old-fashioned of me, I do...
You don't want to smell a poo?
No. No, I don't. I do think for... I don't want to think deeply about it, but I think on the surface level, I do want to sort of be in the mind that she doesn't have a shit.
No, agreed. You agreed.
Know,
I think
on the, you know, if I was pressed, look, then of course I'd concede.
We're relatively progressive that we can accept that women wee.
Yeah. I don't mind ugly women shitting as well.
Right.
That's fine.
That's interesting. But is it not is it nothing to do? Wait, so even if you're not having sex with them, if they're beautiful,
societal rules.
There's societal rules, So I guess there's a medium level of attractiveness where that's where you're not allowed to have a shit anymore.
No, you are allowed. I think it's just polite and we should try and keep the illusion going.
Well, obviously there's some level of politeness.
Yeah.
Because we've done this before as well, but this was years ago, so it's worth doing again, is that we're not of the mind. You know where you see those like memes and or videos nowadays where it's like, you know, 30 seconds into a relationship and they're just, you know, getting with each other. And then it's like 5 years in. And then it's always one of them's having
protest.
A shit. It's always one of them's having a shit while the other's brushing their teeth.
Yes.
And I was like, I never want to get there. And I don't think...
There's discipline.
Because there are couples that do it.
Yeah.
And whatever, do your thing. I'm not going to say God bless you.
Yeah.
But I never have a desire to see my girlfriend shit.
Yeah.
Or her see me shit.
I think that's quite a nice standard.
Isn't that a nice thing? To keep some level of mystery.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's,
you know,
right.
Always
yeah.
keep them guessing to a certain extent.
And there's a smugness of the couples who are like, we shit on each other's lap.
There is.
Yeah.
It's like that isn't a barometer of closeness. No. That doesn't mean you're going to make it.
If anything, it looks insecure.
It looks insecure. I need to see you poo. What are you doing in there? I need to see it.
I was thinking more, you know, that they're worried that they're not as close.
Yeah.
Right. So they're like,
why can't you poo in front of me?
Yeah, that's what you got. But you've fantastically illustrated two different securities really well.
There you go.
Incredible.
That's why we do it.
But yeah, no, that is an interesting question.
It was a point.
Yeah. I think it's more cheap smells. I think can sometimes be bad, but I do think expensive.
So I'm now I'm
is, and I also I,
it's more the intensity of the smell is what I'm saying.
To be honest,
yeah,
a lot of whip because this is quite a female trait.
What
and
is?
Some men,
nice
some very
toilets.
Metropolitan men, which is sometimes I'm interested. What it, I'm more like going to an art gallery.
Right,
it's like what is this woman? How has she approached the smell, the bathroom smell?
How has she approached the fundamental problem of being human?
Yeah, well, it's more like it feels like something that matters a lot to women, and I just I'm interested to see how they've approached the smell problem.
Yeah,
you know, what smells have they chosen to
it's
go
true,
for? And I'm
true.
Kind of excited to walk into a woman's bathroom because it's right. like it's nearly always
but
different.
You're a pervert. I'm kind of excited to walk into a woman's bathroom.
Well, I'm just like,
clip
what,
it up.
You know, you're checking out that their distinct.
No,
you
no,
know,
no, I agree.
They've got a problem. How
it
have they
just sounds like you're talking about public bathrooms.
Yeah. I love going into women's bathrooms.
Yeah, no, I agree because there is a yeah. There's the kind of there's the lilac lady.
Yeah.
There's the molten brown woman.
There's the sandalwood slut.
Yeah. Good Lord. You don't want to see her in a night out. Fuck it out. There's the kind of sea salt mistress.
Yeah. Yes.
The
And I'm always very appreciative. So I would maybe yeah. I'm gonna give that the
medium. In,
the you know the yellow face.
Yeah.
Which has no expression.
That sounds a bit yeah.
Indifferent.
So it was that thing made you go. Right, to the camera. No, make,
things
make
that
noise.
Make you go, that's it.
Well, we need a noise.
Yeah, you do need a noise.
Be things like, that make you go,
wait, well, that's indifferent. Mm. What noise is indifference?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, but you no, but that sounds like you don't care. You care. You actually
well,
care.
Well, I'm indifferent.
You care
yeah,
too
I
much.
Do care.
You know, you just think there's two sides to the argument.
There's two sides to every story, is the question.
Just if, there always comes to that. But I don't know, just to round it off, it is the intensity of it.
Yeah.
So it's like it's. I agree with all of those points.
Yeah.
I'm saying when it smells like Jesus Christ, it's like when you get hit with a wave of the smell. Doesn't matter what the smell is. It's like when it's really intense. That's when
suspicious.
I'm like suspicious.
Red flag. It's a red flag.
When you go in and there's a nice. What is that?
Don't tell me.
Shit. No, that's not shit. That's something else. That's great.
Don't tell me.
Sunflowers. No. Like that's. That's good. That's good. So I just think when you hit with a wave, hashtag, what are you hiding? What are you hiding?
All right. I want to talk about Prince Andrew's new Netflix documentary thing. No, Netflix TV series.
Biopic. It's a film.
It's a film.
It's a film.
A TV movie.
A TV movie feel.
If it was 10 years ago, it would be a TV movie.
100%.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I guess
I have.
It's more of a wider point. About I don't like
Wide
them
point.
making things about things that happened too recently.
Agreed.
It kind of freaks me out.
Agreed.
It wasn't long enough ago.
What was a big thing that I just,
this happened?
Just well,
I mean, it's the post office scandal and stuff as well. But I'm
well, that was that actually got it back in the conversation a bit.
Yeah.
There was something that just happened. Anyway, I'll think.
What that they've made
that it. Annoyed me. I was like, can you give it a fucking year?
Yeah. And anyway. It feels like there's such a desire for content now and for things that people can latch on to.
There was the COVID thing with Kenneth Branagh playing Boris Johnson.
And I think it's weird. Having people who are still important in public life, still at the kind of the prime of their careers, and you're already getting actors to play them.
Yeah.
It's great. Like,
give it
this
a year
odd.
Or two. I absolutely agree.
We've got Gillian Anders playing Emily Maitlis.
Yeah.
I'm still watching her newsagent. She should be dead before you play her.
Agreed.
We should be looking back at her. She shouldn't have to see herself being played as Gillian Anderson immediately.
I completely agree. There was something that I thought of. There was a film or something that came out, and it's annoying because it's almost like everyone's racing to do it. So that there's so many people trying to do that story because they think it can be an interesting film or whatever, that they just end up getting to the finish line first. It doesn't fucking matter. They're always shit.
Yeah.
And it's always annoying. You're like, we just live through this. We don't need it.
And I think there's a lot of pressure now in public life, which is if you're at all in something historic, you're like, well, in a year's time, fucking Rufus Sewell's going to be playing me in a fucking... He's going to be wearing a fucking, like, a warped plastic mask and, like, playing me as, like, a Shakespearean villain.
The one... the thing about that, which I agree with in general, I have a slight disagreement for this, is because it was more... I guess it was more behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was nuts.
What?
The interview, wasn't it?
Yes, I guess so. I guess looking
it's
back
one of those things. It was a fun one to do.
Was it a good...
It was... I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it because you're like... it was well constructed. It was so English, of course. But it was... No, it was entertaining. And it was a bit like... Yeah, to see the, because we just saw obviously the end product, to see the kind of the shit that went into it was kind of interesting.
What went into it?
I don't know. stuff and junk. Well, everything you kind of imagine.
Well, I guess that interview was insane.
But it's more like the stakes you got back in that, because remember when you thought about it, it was like, that's nuts. This is going to be nuts. Yeah. And then when you watched it, it was like, that was even nutser than I could have imagined. But no, I would recommend watching it. It was good fun. But no, I agree. I agree that things are being made too quickly about stuff. There's one I thought, which I can't remember, but it used to really annoy me.
I just would be, just seeing someone play me in a thing while I'm still basically that
Dinklage.
Age. Yeah, we're just, I'm that age. And it's like, that was two years ago.
Yeah. I could play you. If you could play you, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, it's just
it
weird.
Would play you in a, if you were Prince, if you did what Prince Andrew had done. Rufus could do you as well.
Well, I mean, seeing Rufus doesn't really look like Prince Andrew, but they just put loads of prosthetics on him. So I don't know if it will be one of those actors.
Yeah, I guess prosthetics are stopping these kind of conversations now. Exactly. Because like, anyone can play anyone.
Or like Irishman de-aging. Get De Niro in.
Get De Niro in.
And stretch him out a bit.
Get De Niro.
De Niro. But I do like a Big Mama's House type thing where De Niro plays all the roles, but we just use the de-aging software.
So that's women, how you would have children. Communicated the Prince Andrew scandal.
It's all played by De Niro.
All played by De Niro.
All de-aged.
Yeah.
Costing a lot of money. Smoking Ban. Do you want to talk about Smoking Ban?
Yeah.
So I guess this is quite, big news. Because it's probably going to go through, don't you think?
Probably, no.
And I don't know any other countries that's done this.
It's the most radical anti-smoking laws, I think, in the world, apparently.
So the idea is if you... You're not allowed to smoke cigarettes.
There's a law.
After 2009.
A bill has been passed, or whatever the equivalent of our bills are. It's been voted through by MPs that, no one born after 2009 will be allowed to ever buy cigarettes or nicotine.
Which I always find it weird that the fact that if you're on that cusp and a year above, or like you have a friend who's a year older than you, and it's a lifelong friend,
which is a lot of people,
and for the rest of your life, that friend who's maybe 6 months older than you, will be able to buy six,
maybe even one day older, even one day,
will be able to buy cigs and you won't. So you could be, he could be a chain smoker up until care home days.
Right. And that's not... Well,
so that he's 94.
Yeah.
You're 93.
Yeah. And he's still gutting it. And that would be annoying because he's made it. He's had no health
problems. Which a lot of smokers do. A lot of smokers live a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, they do. They do. I mean, you're rolling the dice, aren't you?
And then you die before him. I think that would really...
It would, but
I'd make a Netflix documentary about that.
Yeah.
Not documentary, biopic.
I think that, in some ways I agree, but at the end of the day,
because I'm like 3 months, 4 months older than you, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if I'm allowed to smoke and you're not.
I think I wouldn't it would be, with alcohol, I'd get it. That would be annoying, because that's like, you could actively see people having a great time, and you're just there like... They've just decided to stop it at your... Yeah, I get that. Smoking is like, you're not like... It's a stupid thing.
Yeah. I know, but it's cool. It's intellectual.
Not really. It's not really.
It's Parisian.
It's Parisian.
You know, and you're sat there like a lemon and he's getting all the girls because he's like... he's obviously going for younger girls because he smokes cigarettes. And they can't smoke, but they're look at that.
But
cool
they think he's so cool. No, because then it will pretty quickly become a symbol of being too old.
Rebellion.
Wow.
Which it always has been, you know?
Yeah. Well, so what kind of rebellion? No,
it's like, fuck the system. Oh, I guess it's age, I guess. It's like a colostomy bag.
Exactly. Well, yeah, because it'll get to a point where you've got like, where the last people who can smoke turn 30. Therefore, everyone that's smoking is above 30.
Yeah.
Therefore, it'll be a turnoff.
When we talked about this, because this was floated like 2 years ago when we talked about it. I think we pitched this being, trying to do this with the age of consent.
What?
So you the age of consent,
it
keeps growing every year. So it's 16 now.
Of course we pitched this,
So it's like, and then what would happen if every year...
It went up.
It went up for you.
Until...
Until no one's allowed to have
until
sex.
Until no one's allowed to have sex or smoke, which
but
is...
It would you'd kind of get... You would get an interesting period where you'd hit like, I don't know, premenopausal. Or like when it's hitting like, I don't know, not premenopausal, like late 30s.
Yeah.
And there's a mad dash.
A mad dash for...
for pussy.
Well, no, but remember, we grow a year older with it. So it's always going to be the same people who can smoke and fuck.
Yeah, I guess so.
You forgot that we age along. Yeah. Your maths hasn't quite added up. No. It will just be a cutoff, yeah. Like it is, for instance, me and you.
Yeah. I feel you'd reach a point where it's like, I don't know, the kind of key sex years when it's coming to the later
part. It's almost
part,
like it's that almost would like be that like law wouldn't be Rome. Upheld. Do you reckon?
It's I don't almost, know.
It's almost in like people head, might break I'm that
like,
law.
I don't know if it's just like you're all 40 and it's like the fall of Rome. It's like this shit.
But so okay, so
it's all these 41-year-olds all it fucking.
It would work like that if the age of consent was increased by 2 years every year. What? So that means one age group,
yeah.
1 year age group gets not allowed to have sex every yeah. year if it increases by
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
That's the math adds yeah. up.
But I'm just thinking about all these older guys who love younger women.
Yeah, all of these guys.
Yeah. Well, they'll be terrified because they'll be trying to get all their shagging out of the way as quickly as possible because they know that their yeah. days are numbered.
I suppose so, yeah. But I think the stakes are higher.
Yeah. Because the stakes have never been higher.
The stakes have never been higher. Because let's say for us, we're 20, we don't have long. We're 26.
Well, if you do it every 2 years, then you can be in a relationship and then it can catch up with you.
Oh, no, of course, that's the point. That's kind of the point of this whole thing. So if we're 26...
And you slowly become a paedophile. It's like this shadow that's slowly leaving on you.
We're 26 and we're 20... Okay, we're 26. We're 26, okay?
Well, I'm 27.
Yeah, you're 27. But
let's just say we're 26.
Well, that would help.
That was a huge hypothetical.
Oh, my God. That's not the biggest leap we're going to have to make for this thing.
A thought experiment.
We're 26. We're 26. Age of consent is 16. So yeah. that goes up by two years every year. So
how long already does, I'm like, oh.
So how long does that take to catch up with us?
That would take...
There's
like,
got to be... It
would that
be
would
half,
like take 5 years? No, it would take like... Yeah, it took 5 years.
Would it?
10 years.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it wouldn't because you keep forgetting we grow up every year. I think 6 years.
We need a formula to work this out. This yeah. is a very complicated maths.
Yes.
We need like a key.
We need a maths guy. We need John Tickle.
I want to go with
I think
like
it'd be 6 years. We'd have 6 years until we had to stop having sex, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then we...
That's the scramble. Yeah. That's the scramble.
Yeah. Or just the age of consent of women goes up. How about that?
Right. Yeah, tough.
That's when you get the fall of Rome.
Yeah,
of.
I think I'd be officially a pedo in like 4 years. You'd be 5, I think.
Yeah, 6, 7, maybe.
No.
Maybe.
BB isn't 10 years older than Elle.
Yeah, she's 3 years older than Elle.
Yeah, so that's
1, 4, 5, 6.
No, 1. Remember, it goes up twice every year. You've really... The maths... Let me do the maths on this. You're part of the team. You're just not part of the maths.
So only women, the only age of the women's consent goes up. Men, it's still 16.
Right. Oh, that's what you were thinking the whole time, wasn't
it? I think it was. I didn't
say... That was what you were thinking the whole time. That's what you meant by the scramble. Yeah. I see.
Just in my
How
head,
sexist
it's funny...
Of you.
Funny, just this idea that just
men can have an age of consent.
Well, it's just yeah. Men from 16 to 50 are all scrambling for like 41-year-olds.
I think it would probably be the end of society, really. Yeah. It would be fucking horrible. Speaking of, we
things that are fucking horrible.
We were looking at just as we were about to come on the podcast, a news piece broke yeah. that paedophile. What's read out the headline?
Yeah. So we do a cursory glance of BBC News to see if there's anything. And we mainly look for headlines.
Well, we never... And also on this podcast, we never pretend to educate. It's yes. more that we find things out together.
Paedophiles could be stripped of parental rights under new law.
Now,
yeah.
you'd hope that was part of old law.
Yeah.
I would argue that if you're a paedophile,
yeah.
maybe you shouldn't be allowed to have a kid. Now, yeah. let's define paedophile. It's because if it's people that have abused their children,
yeah.
then I would argue they shouldn't be allowed to be a parent to those children anymore.
Yeah.
That would, for me, be the minimum sentence.
Yeah.
Rain Man's reading in the corner.
Look,
give him a second.
He will be able to get them back only if he goes to the family courts and is able to persuade them that it's in the child's best interest that his parental rights restored. She added, in the case of a child rapist, that is unlikely. Yeah.
Unlikely.
You'd bloody hope so.
So when we say so, when they're saying we yeah. need to define paedophile,
yeah.
as we often do.
Yeah. Guys who wear...
Define paedophiles. Yeah. Guys who wear those hats. Sandals.
Guys, yeah, guys who wear socks and sandals, I guess. Well, it is like that Stacey Dooley thing. Look at that. Look at that. European.
You're wearing socks and sandals as well.
Yeah,
are
those
you
are sliders.
Oh,
those
fuck.
Sliders. Well, it's like that Stacey Dooley thing where she had that interview with the guy with the child yeah. sex doll.
Yeah.
And after 10 minutes of interviewing him, and she, as he's walking away with his child sex doll, her voiceover was, "I wouldn't leave that man alone with my child in a million years." It's like, yeah.
Good.
Obviously.
Good for you.
Yeah. But yeah, I think...
Because, like, is it like if you get caught with the terabyte of child pornography, then you're not allowed your kids?
You'd hope so.
Yeah, you'd think that would be proportionate.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you shouldn't be allowed your kids.
Yeah.
I always picture paedophiles not having kids, which is, you know.
Yeah, because it kind of ruins the fun.
Of what? Paedophilia? Yeah. Wow. Oh, yikes, some words. Anyway, what's next on the docket? Sex in the City. No. Keep going.
I don't know if I want to keep going.
Do you not?
I don't know. What else do you have to say on paedophiles?
Oh, nothing really.
No.
Well, it's just a surprise that that's not already a law, I suppose.
Yeah. So this is, I guess our point is we think paedophiles should be stripped of parental rights.
It's more just surprising that isn't already a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's not a law.
Well, we should.
Unless we're missing something.
But then also, I do feel that it's a red flag being...
A paedophile.
That's obviously a red flag.
One of the biggest.
Yeah. But would you agree being too anti-paedophile is a red flag?
Too anti... Yes, 100%. There's something... Well, paedophile hunters.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're doing God's work.
Yeah.
But are you really?
Yeah, people who are too aggressively anti-pedo. Oh,
when it's
like,
old school vigilante public justice, that feels a bit like we're regressing somewhat.
Yeah, it's kind of the last Old Testament sort of punishments we have left in this country is the way we treat
An Instagram
pedos.
Live of...
Please, no! I'm sorry, I thought she was 16. You didn't, you pig.
I've got kids. Not anymore. After this law's passed.
You're going away for a long time, pal.
They never go to prison, do they? Because it's... Well, you know the Chris Hansen thing, To Catch a Predator?
When he comes out wearing a suit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. With the one with the guy when he's eating that pizza and kept eating the pizza.
Yeah.
It's kind of legendary. But it's entrapment. Well, I think most of the cases get thrown out because it's entrapment. I don't really understand how entrapment works.
And they must know what entrapment is. So they're just doing it for the TV and they're like, well...
Of course they're doing and it for they're the, just do you think they actually care about vigilante justice? It's just like kind of insane TV.
Yeah.
But entrapment...
Yeah.
I've never understood, but isn't that just like, so things get thrown out if you're entrapped into a crime,
yeah.
right? So that, isn't that what like undercover cops do? You know what I mean? Why should that be thrown out? If I pretend to be, I don't know, well, let's do the people.
A child. Yeah.
And then, or if like police officers do, and then they say, come over, I guess because they're coaxing them into the crime.
And then the defense would be like, well, yeah.
Well,
but
you made him do it.
You made him do it. You were being...
It's but then it's like, but he
but
still
he's
did
the pedo.
It. He's at the house.
Yeah, but you're goading him. I mean, you are technically creating paedophilia out of thin air.
It's true.
You are pulling paedophilia out of your ass.
You are.
Sort of like a...
You are. It's like the worst magic trick.
You know, because if he's got nothing else proven about him,
it's paedophilia.
I guess so. Yeah, that is weird.
Do you know what I mean? I've always thought, like,
is it like bad sportsmanship?
A
is
bit. It's almost like... It's like an honour between thieves and police.
Pedos. Yeah.
And pedos. Do you know, it just confused me. But I suppose...
state-sanctioned justice versus vigilante justice, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, I suppose you could coax someone into doing something that they wouldn't have already done if it was, like, as part of their normal life.
Well, if you had been sort of psychologically leaving...
Breadcrumbs.
Over years that have slowly shaped them.
Children.
Or just genetically warping their mind to turn them into a paedophile.
Well, that would definitely be entrapment. That's fair. If you've psychologically manipulated them. You're going to meet with a child. but there's stuff like drug dealing. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can't like pretend to be a drug dealer and then like...
Yeah, because if you're like pretending to be a 13-year-old girl and he's like, how old are you? And you're like 13. Are you? Oh, great. Well, I'm a paedophile. I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Would that count as entrapment?
I think that's what. Yeah, yeah. It is. That is entrapment. Yeah.
If he's just so ready for it, you barely had to push it.
Yeah, I think that's why most of the cases of paedophile hunters get thrown out because they are.
But it's similar with the way that the police dealt with Batman. They just don't want like a vigilante taking the law into his own hands, because that can really...
But they also need him.
They do need him.
I mean, Batman
but
becomes...
They had to learn that, though. So maybe we have to learn this as a society, that we need Peter
What would
Hunter.
The sign be that's in the sky?
A net with a guy, an adult chasing a child. So it's like...
No,
no,
so
it's, no, right. It's
no
one
but that,
guy
implies
with...
that implies that they're calling a paedophile.
No, no, no. There's one guy with a net. There's one guy, a shorter guy who's the pedo.
With a smaller net. There's a really small figure, then a guy, then a taller figure chasing after him with a net, then an even bigger figure chasing after him with a bigger net. Great.
Yeah, and perfect. That's like the institution of pedophile hunters, that's like in like a brass that's version good. Of that that's logo. Good. That's
good. We should use that logo for the pedophile hunters thing. That's fun. Yeah, but if someone who knows why we... I think maybe because you coax someone into doing something that they wouldn't have done in their normal course of business or their life, that might make sense.
And that kind of works with, like, murder, I feel.
Yeah, how would you like, entrap someone
You
murder?
Can sort of coax someone into murder and it feels like, well, you've sort of... You have fashioned this crime at your
ass.
How
would you coax me into murder?
Well, I'll just accuse people of spreading shit about you. Do you know what else this person said? I'll just like...
Well, why would I kill you? I would kill the other
it's
people.
It's not you killing me. I'm entrapping you into murder with someone else. The paedophile hunters are not getting accused of entrapment with paedophilia.
I feel like murder's
them.
The only thing you can't be entrapped for, if that's a word.
I think it's more... You get more likely to be because you like get coerced into being a murderer.
But
it's harder to be coerced into being a paedophile.
That's manslaughter.
I guess so.
Which I still don't understand either.
Rust update. Big Rust update.
Is there...
Have you not seen?
Yeah, I have.
Armour has gone to jail.
Yeah. No, but she'd already been sentenced.
Oh,
we'd already covered this on the Patreon. Yeah, she's just going for a maximum of 18 months.
Oh. Yeah, but I kind of guess it's fair.
I'm trying to get Rust updates, but to be honest, we're not... The best Rust update we're going to have is when
Baldwin goes to trial.
When Baldwin goes to trial, which I think he is. That's where it's real, because she's obviously guilty.
Yeah.
She said... actually, there was one interesting thing that she said.
Into the Mind Palace.
I'm never gonna get it. The most unsuccessful mind palace there is. Because
I don't think either of us have a mind palace. We need to get mind. We need to get mind.
We should get then we can remember things.
Because we're not great with memory.
But then half of the podcast would just be silence.
My mind palace is like a rudimentary hut. It's a tent.
Mine's a bog. Mine's a bog with like a piece of timber over it.
Everything's
I'm sitting on, just scared all the time. I'm like in a dark forest going through a sewer.
Mine's a rubbish dump. And it's just sorting through.
Yeah, well, mine's a black hole.
But memories are just like, it's strewn everywhere. There's no organization.
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking of something, I'm like getting like an old milk bottle.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like an old shoe and I'm like, it's like.
That's a great representation of how we both remember things.
Do you remember that thing? And I'm like, oh.
I guess so.
I'm just picking stuff up. Yeah, no,
you're
that's
looking at old newspaper cuttings.
Give me 4 weeks.
Just a dirty boot. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're lying. Yeah, no, that was something. Yeah, put the boot down. You think you'll need it for later.
We need like it needs to be like the natural history museum where they've got all the things in jars labeled,
and we can go to different parts of the museum.
And you're pulling stuff out. You've got vials, you know.
And but big one
it's
for
color-coded.
Me would be like years.
Yeah,
because I will never, and I'm almost shocked. And I thought it might happen with age.
What year did you leave university?
Haven't got a Scooby.
First
2016.
15. No.
Wait, no, that's when we started. That's when we started.
Yeah.
But that's just because I've had to write it on things.
Yeah.
But like...
2018.
If like, how old were you when you were 13? How about, you know...
13.
Fuck off. Did I say how old were you when you were 13? Yeah. For me, unanswerable. Not a clue. Trick question. Get out of here. Unanswerable.
That is one of the dumbest questions I've ever been asked.
How old were you when you were 13? What? Who? I don't know. Don't trick me.
He's entrapped me in the answer.
You entrapped me. Entrapment. No. Yeah. Like, what year was it when this happened? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Get fucked. Yeah. Like, nothing. It shows me a lot when sports events are on.
Yeah.
And I will distinctly remember a match.
Yeah.
Because it was great or something.
Yeah.
And then it will be like that was in it comes to big quizzes. What year did that happen?
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life. I wonder if that's our generation thing because like with the increased proliferation of electronic calendars.
Interesting.
Because on my, you know, my mum's, you know, crossing shit off a paper calendar when
that's
I was growing
more
up.
More of a visual thing.
Hello.
Yeah.
Whereas now, like, we don't, you know, we go who we frankly we show two fingers to the date.
Yeah.
And sometimes one to the time.
Yeah, and I think that you can spread that out across all things. You know, if whenever you have a question, you just type it into Google.
Yeah.
I remember Richard Taylor West, one of our old teachers, saying that back in the day, if they had to think, if they didn't know something, they'd have to go to the library, get out at home.
Yeah, no one actually did that.
And they'd find it, and then that would lodge in your head. I remember thinking, yeah, but you can just still just Google it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know what point you're making.
Yeah. He's not making a point. It's pointless.
Because he was saying it was better that you used to...
He said it was better?
Yeah, he said it was better back then. He was more saying that, like, we actually remembered stuff.
Well, yeah, I think you would remember it more because, one, you would look shit up less, because when you think of something, if you can't Google it and you have to go to the library, it's got to be worth going to the library.
I'm getting ancient tone.
It's got to be worth going to the library and...
What is the capital of Latvia?
Yeah, I know. But the shit I Google, you're not finding that in a book. No. I was annoying it. I was going to get my last Google search up, but my phone's downstairs.
How do you construct your mind palace? In a dream scenario, how would your memories be stored? In what physical space?
In like a kind of seaside cave.
Okay.
Like, you know, like a kind of tunnel of caves.
A cove.
Yeah. But like you start off and you gently like swim in there.
Oh, that's nice.
You swim in there and it's very blue crystal kind of water. And then you get up on the initial, what are those scenes called? Series of caves. Yeah.
When I was first molested. Ah! That's the first memory.
Right, well, past that one. That's why it's a cave. It's a bit, okay, bit darker there.
I'm just trying to remember.
My parents have lost.
Like, I'm just trying to remember when Wigan won the FA.
This is awful. Yeah, I suppose it needs to be a system that isn't chronological. Yeah. If you had to go through every... That's funny. Your mind palace, you had to go through every past trauma you've ever had just to remember, like, you know, what someone said on a particular day.
What year did Arsenal make the Champions League final? Give me a second.
Give me a second. 1943.
This is like, you know, in Space Odyssey when he's going through the Tesseract.
Yeah,
that's me trying to remember anything.
Yeah, like a series of caves, I guess, that can be non-sequential. So this
is it lit by torches in the side of the cave wall.
You know, like tiki lights.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You imagine that, and then is it sort of bookshelves? Is it like a cave library?
Yeah. So in the rock, there are shelves.
Yeah.
They're not external shelves. Yeah.
I think I'd have a great moss. I'd have a great wise tower, like a library tower, filled with ancient scholars. So they've all got really long beards, and
have people in there.
It's like a brotherhood of scholars.
And they're all you with different haircuts.
But they've all got long white
beards. Beards with different haircuts and hair colors. And like glasses.
And they've got the same robes, and they're walking around, and then you've got these huge ladders.
Yeah.
That, and then you can like swing around them, and it's like. And you can also get in like...
So just the structure is...
It's sort of like a lighthouse, but it's kind of more ancient and built of marble. So it's more grand.
Marble?
Yeah. And then it goes right up to the sky almost endlessly.
Yeah.
And there's like a stream of daylight is coming through a skylight that's coming all the way down.
Yeah.
And then to get around, there's sort of like a mineshaft type thing. But instead it's like a book trolley, but it's going on like a...
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
And then you've got these kind of like... There's a real ancient society that...
It's very Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Is what it sounds
and
like.
So I'll be whizzing around.
So what does each of the Horatios do? Is there like one an expert in childhood trauma? The other's an expert in sporting events.
Yeah, and they're all bound by the same code of ethics.
Which is to not tell you shit. To keep their mouths fucking shut is the one thing they're bound
by. That's the first rule.
Which is that's how our mind palaces work at the moment. Is that you go and say, great wise warrior, what happened on this day? Don't know, mate.
Or I think it's more, actually, that's not because of the code. I think they are just really shit at their jobs. Yeah. But it looks like they're, because all of the aesthetic makes it seem like these are the wisest people ever. But they're really...
The books are fucking empty.
The books are full. They're just terrible organisers. They have no idea. They're just
I don't
know. You ask them. Yeah, you ask one of these ancient people and they're like...
What was that? They pull out a book, it's in the wrong section.
Oh, no.
Oh, that should be in sporting events. Fucking hell. Jesus, where have we put that one?
No one has.
No one's got a clue. Yeah.
There's all these monks singing. Oh,
I think mine is.
And then you speak to one of them.
Where did I leave that? Fucking hell. I think to make mine accurate, I think the lights go off as soon as you're in the cave. It's just pitch black going. It made me think of what you said earlier, which is what our memory is actually like, of like this kind of old decrepit shed with various boots and stuff. It's like the very start of a video game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you've just woken up somewhere
and you have to find,
and you don't know what it is. And you're just like, you pick it up.
The screen's flashing red.
And it's like X to pick up boot. And you're like, and then you kind of look around at it and then it doesn't mean anything. It's exactly like that. That's how our memory is.
How's your Red Dead career going?
As with all games, so I'm going to have to force myself to finish it. I like, gaming is fun for a week. Mm-hmm. And then I get bored of it.
Then you're having the thing you're trying to escape in your real life, you then get in your game life.
Exactly.
And suddenly you're like, you're like bored in your game.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to finish this.
Oh, this is pointless, isn't it? And then
you're going to work in your game.
Yeah. Like,
it's great. You're on Red Dead. You're working from home.
I've got to weave new cloth today, haven't I? Fucking hell. Yeah, definitely. It's any game. I think it's part of my, because I'll like play it hard for a bit. But then I always do get a bit bored after a week. So I haven't played it for a week. I didn't play it at all last week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get back.
But you're going to finish it.
I'm going to finish it because it is worth finishing. Hitman, I don't get it. It's
too hard.
It's too specific. Yeah. It's like, whatever. It's only easy for people to play.
But have you had any special moments in Red Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had quite a lot of special moments.
I might get into it.
No, it's 100%
worth it. It's like the best open world game, isn't it?
100% worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely
the most like detail. And
it's like it is fun to just kind of ride around and like, because you can like hunt and shit, you know.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's very relaxing as well. Yeah. But and then can be high octane. But we were talking about, because I was trying to remember what someone
talking
said.
About pedophiles.
No,
talking
what
about.
Someone said. Her last words, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, I think is her name, the armorer.
Oh fuck yeah!
She said before she went into, can you find? I'll find it. She said before she went into the, but where she was sentenced, she said one her like words to the you know the court is, I guess, you know, trying to be significant. Let's just see. Her last words to the court were this: the jury found me guilty. That does not make me a monster. That makes me human.
Interesting.
Nonsense.
But your humanity is predicated on the fact that the jury found you guilty.
Exactly. That's like saying, it's like the most irrelevant thing I've ever said. It's like, the fact that I am able to stand trial makes me human.
It's sort of, I think, therefore I am.
Yeah. Like...
I
mishandle
ammo.
Yeah, because I can be tried by a human court that allows me to be considered a human being.
You're going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. What? Yeah, what do you think she's trying to say?
Because I guess she's sort of pointing out...
she's saying I made a mistake, is what she's saying, actually. Very poorly.
To err is human, to forgive is divine. I guess she's sort of saying that.
I suppose so.
Yeah, and well, I guess to err is human, but that is she's erred hard.
That's all we got time for.
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
We could talk about either Sex and the City, Grimes DJ set, or Take That.
Sex and the City.
I got back into Sex and the City in a big way. It's up there, still one of my favourite sitcoms. I guess it's a sitcom, but it doesn't really feel like a sitcom, does it?
It doesn't feel like a sitcom.
But what is it then?
It transcends words and
it
genre.
It does. Because it's a half an hour comedy.
Yeah, it's comedy, but it's
like
God
a romantic.
Damn, is it thought provoking?
Yeah, it really does.
But it's a dramedy.
Yeah. It is one of my favorite escapist shows for sure. I realize I would like to be a rich white woman in New York.
Are
in
you
the
doing
90s.
It solo? Or are you watching
BB? No,
I'm checking. Because like, you know, we both of us love it, but neither of us have watched a single episode by ourselves. No. So
yeah, that's when I think it's gone too far. I find it like I don't know if I feel like a lot of it is nostalgia for like pre-financial crash, the whole thing.
Yeah,
it just feels like a lot of the stuff.
Well, it was when it was possible to be rich, even though you weren't rich.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because they've got so many nice things.
They're going out all the time. Such nice clothes,
and they are
all
part
own
of,
their own apartment.
They're definitely part of
the elite.
They're more well off.
Yeah,
yeah. They all have good. Other than what does what's the one whose name I can't remember?
Charlotte.
Yeah, what is she?
She's an art curator, but then seems to have the most money somehow.
Yeah. Well, after she gets the husband, spoiler alert, obviously. Yeah. He's a lawyer, isn't he?
Yeah.
But they do, actually, in fairness, they do all have fairly high earning jobs,
which
justifies their lifestyle. But it's a very, like, New York lifestyle, isn't it?
And I guess it is, like, it's right that a lot of social change has happened so that it's not acceptable that you can make that anymore. Like, I wouldn't actually want it to be acceptable to make Sex and the City.
Because it's not sustainable.
Well, it's just like, yeah, it is deeply problematic, but it is nice to be in a wonderland where it's like, yeah, everyone is rich and hot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't have, you know.
Yeah, and everyone's biggest concern is getting a reservation at that restaurant or getting into that club.
Yeah, it's not about like, I don't know. It's not Munter's going to like the Prize Hog competition. And
what show is that?
I'm saying that's...
EastEnders.
You know, and I also...
It's almost exactly this country.
Yeah.
Munter's going to the Prize Hog, which is... This country's amazing. I love it. Just FYI.
And it's just nice but that there's not a thought... There's not a moral thought in that show. And that's weirdly...
Yeah, that's
quite
true.
Comforting.
Yeah.
There's not one bit of moral reflection on class.
No.
Race.
No.
I mean, they think about gender a lot, but in a way that it's kind of fun. I don't know. There's no.
I guess they deal
with
weight
like, of conscience.
Yeah, they're good with like gay people.
Yeah, well, it's written by a gay man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just very metropolitan. It is.
Yeah. It doesn't burden itself with philosophy. And why should it? It's a wrong.
But then it was a deeply radical show because no one had shown that much shagging, and they won't show that much shagging again, which is interesting.
They won't show that much shagging again. There's shagging.
No, but not in the same way. Like that was when it was like, this is so cutting edge to have this. And they wouldn't have shows where they have that much shagging.
They do.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's coming back with streaming services where there's a bit less, you know.
I don't know. I feel post Me Too, there's just not as much of an appetite for gratuitous.
I've seen banging.
Yeah, but not like Sex in the City is crazy.
I've seen banging.
And also how horny, those women need to get checked out. They're too horny. It's not healthy.
Do you think? Well, obviously Sam.
Yeah, it's just fucking crazy.
Charlotte and Miranda.
Absolute dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, the presentation of men in that show is hilarious. Just all of these men are just complete fucking animals.
Yeah. What is in?
Well, just all they want
is the boom
is sex.
Boom.
That's it.
The boom boom.
Yeah. Every episode, they'll surprise you in a new way with some sick, twisted sexual fetish they have.
It's true.
Yeah.
How far have you made it through?
We're at the midway through season two.
Yeah.
And
so
the early seasons are better, I think.
Yeah, of course.
It's more playful. It feels a little less serious.
That's true. Yeah. As with any show that goes on that long, there's definitely a drop-off.
But you've watched the later things. I haven't really watched
As with any show that goes on that long, there is a drop-off.
Yeah.
But the drop-off is fairly minimal. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's more of a shallow decline.
Yeah.
First film, great.
Yeah. It's.
Second film, trash. Yeah. Awful.
But there's in a fun way.
Yeah, of course, watch it.
Yeah.
You should watch all of it. And then they did this new one called...
I'm old.
I'm old, don't look at my thighs.
Yeah.
No, what was it? And Just Like That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want a mad spoiler? You're never going to watch it. Spoiler alert, skip ahead, I don't know.
Did you watch? Is it a TV series, right?
It's a TV series that is...
Is it any good?
It is the worst show I have ever seen in my life. Like, it's actually the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
So bad, you know, it's fun. It's like, it's not far off... The Room? Is it The Room?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
The bad film.
Yeah, The Room. Yeah, it's like it's not far off that, but it's just like horrible. And they've tried to bring it into the 21st century. So there's woke stuff.
Leave it.
Spoilers.
Out. It's not why
spoilers.
We come to you.
Spoilers. So she finishes with Big eventually in the second movie. They're married and everything. Yeah. He dies of a heart attack in the first episode.
Fuck. So you get to see the actor.
You get to see the actor
of Big.
Yeah, he dies. Yeah,
he's in the first. They just kill him off.
No, he's in the first episode. So that's why it's called And Just Like That. Kind of an interesting premise to have her then, because I think it wouldn't. I think they sat down and like, she can't be married. It doesn't work.
No,
she needs to be single, doing her thing. Kill him. So they killed him.
Yeah.
And it was kind. And then it came out that there were loads of bad stuff that he'd done.
Really?
Yeah. Big. The actor's been accused of shit. Some stuff. I think Carrie stood by her. What's her real name? Sarah Jessica Parker. Stood by him, but no, he's...
It's like the Nickelodeon documentary. Anything you watch from that period, you've got to assume...
Someone's groped someone.
There's someone just...
Someone's out there groping. Even if it's the star or the assistant producer.
How bad was this fella?
I think pretty bad, but not crazy bad.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
In everything's bad, of course. But like, you know.
Yeah.
On the spectrum of
so,
bad.
So what's the show like?
Miranda's now gay.
Yeah. Well, spoiler, it's maybe one of the least spoiler alert things ever, because she looks gay from the first episode.
I mean, and why didn't they just make her gay?
But it's like,
because maybe that was too radical.
No, I mean, if you look at the early Sex and the City, she's so clearly lesbian from the start.
Yeah,
you know, every one of her fits is like every lesbian walking in a boy market today.
But they never dealt with that in the actual show.
No,
which is weird.
So she became a lesbian in real life.
No, she is a lesbian in real life.
And then
the actor has always been a lesbian. She's always been an out lesbian.
I don't think she's always been an out lesbian. I think she came out later.
That's, I don't know, to
I
be
think,
honest.
I don't think they, when she was hired for Sex and the City, she was an out lesbian. Which may be why she didn't come out.
Because she was.
But then she was married to a man in real life, so she's bi.
Can we look this up?
Yeah. Miranda Gay.
Miranda Gay? Question mark? No idea
Miranda
what her name is.
Gay actor.
Yeah, that should do the job.
Cynthia Nixon says she chose Miranda's sexuality in And Just Like That. So she becomes gay in Just Like That.
So find out when.
Has opened up about her, yeah. Cynthia Nixon gay.
You see, that's the kind of thing you can't look up in a book.
So Richard Taylor West would have to go to the library.
Richard Taylor to go into this library. What book are you looking that up from?
Also, I feel like people think I was walking around in a cloud and didn't realize I was gay. To be fair, that's kind of what
you feel like every day.
No, that's what I was implying that she felt like, which I find really offensive. Sorry, she told the Times. Yeah. I find it offensive to me, but I also find it offensive to all the men I've been out with.
But that's a
twist.
What? So she knew she was.
Cynthia Nixon, she identifies as queer. Cynthia Nixon husband, this will be the key,
I guess. So
Cynthia Nixon husband, Christine Maroney, it's a woman. Fair play,
right? I think she might have been
gay the whole time.
Well, yes, if
she was
she
gay
is, if
the
she
whole
was.
Time
another magic
that's a
trick.
Twist that's like that's the M Night, that's my new M Night Shyamalan
yeah,
film
yeah, yeah.
At the end, personal life. No. No, she was in a relationship with educator Danny Moses till right at the end of Sex and the City, 1988 to 2003.
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's
probably,
a
what's
long
a,
time,
what's
yeah.
A, what's a female beard? What would you call a female beard?
Oh, God, that's
there
a
must
hard
be
one.
Something.
Makeup?
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
It does.
My makeup?
Yeah, it does. That's perfect, actually. So go fight yourself.
It's because a beard...
Or my razor.
A makeup. It's, yeah.
My makeup. Their makeup.
Yeah. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Their much. Wig.
Yeah.
It's between makeup, wig and razor.
Their nails. Acrylic nails. I don't know. But anyway, so this new show, what happens? What else happens in it? What happens to Charlotte?
She's now doing... So Sam's not in it.
Yes.
Because
and
there was
Sam
a rift.
Also, yeah.
There's
she
a rift.
Felt like she didn't get on with the others, I feel.
Yep, there's a rift. Sam's not in it.
And admittedly, I think her character... I think they could have added some more dimensions to her character.
Yeah.
Samantha. Because there was a lot of seasons. It was just the horniest, just any...
She's the best, though.
Yeah, she's great. But any man in her vicinity, she could sleep with at any time.
Well, there is... You haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
There's stuff happens.
Yeah.
Some stuff happens. No, Sam's not in it. Charlotte is married. And so there isn't a single... Like, it's horribly shot. It's like it's an advert.
Yeah.
It's just like they've tried to make it what it was, but take it into like a woke sense. And
so
I
what kind of point?
I don't hate
making...
it because it's woke, but like you can't turn that way without there being a gay character, essentially.
Yeah.
Charlotte's daughter's gay.
Okay.
Carrie's doing a podcast with a gay comedian.
Interesting.
Miranda's gay.
Yeah.
And is getting it on potentially with this. She's now doing like a course.
Yeah.
And that none of the kids understand her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand any of the kids. That's kind of it.
Those are the wokeifying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gay... It's a very gay show.
It's true, but like all of the main plots are about coping with being gay.
Oh, I see.
And like there's so much conversation. It's like, you know when it's a lecture rather than a TV show most of the time.
Yeah.
And the plot is there's nothing. And the writing is some of the worst I've ever seen.
Okay.
Because I think it's basically those... They're also trying to be cool and slick of the time, but it's by the same age writers that were doing Sex and the City, so everything's just missing.
Yeah.
Everything misses.
We're going to go to the Patreon now, where we'll be talking about...
karaoke, take that, Grimes.
Yeah. Well, if you want that, if that was enough of a teaser... Oh, yeah, also watch Sean Walsh's special... Sean Walsh is dead, happy now. It's on YouTube. and get tickets to my special recording.
I'll be there,
and Andrew will be there, so you can meet him. He'll probably be very drunk and embarrassing himself.
Absolutely, I'm gonna go to both shows. I'm gonna have loads of beers. So come to the second show. So if you want to see me fucked.
I'm always.
That's it.